Day 50 of the protests against the Venezuelan government was marked by more huge demonstrations and violence, as James Blears reports.
More than 150,000 people protesting in Venezuela's capital Caracas, led by former presidential candidate and opposition leader Henrique Capriles. Before it all started, he said, "The more the repression, the more we resist and fight for Venezuela." After his passport was seized by officials who barred him from leaving the country to deliver a report to the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights in New York, one of Capriles' lawyers has fulfilled the commitment. The demonstrators tried to reach the Ministry of Interior building, but were held back by riot police firing umpteen rounds of tear gas. On the other side of town, a smaller group of 2,000 pro-government supporters danced and cheered for President Nicolas Maduro, who reportedly wasn't able to receive them. An estimated 50,000 protested in the western city of San Cristobal. 2,600 government troops were sent there earlier this week to try and prevent nighttime looting. The crisis in Venezuela deepens. For Vatican Radio, James Blears reporting.